This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin at 7:44. Earlier this month, a team of reporters from WHYY and Billy Penn started investigating a local startup that was running mass vaccination clinics for Philadelphia. The city has since cut ties with Philly fighting COVID after it learned the group dropped its nonprofit status and became a for-profit organization while offering vaccinations. One of the reporters who worked on the investigation, Alan Yu, joins us this morning ahead of a news conference that Philly fighting COVID has scheduled for later today. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Alan, tell us, what is this group?
So at the start of the pandemic, almost a year ago, a group of university students made face shields when there was a shortage of protective equipment. There was a core executive team and volunteers, and they just wanted to help. When demand for that died down, they started doing free community COVID-19 testing for anyone who wanted it, which at the time was hard to get, and this was a valuable service.
Okay, so they started with face shields. So how did they go from that to vaccines?
So last fall, the CEO of the group, Andre DeRoshan, presented his plan for the COVID-19 vaccines, which were expected to come later in the year. And he had this vision of running mass vaccination sites that could vaccinate thousands of people a day, and they would make money by charging for the service of getting the vaccine. The vaccines come from the federal government, but vaccine providers can charge insurance for the service of giving people the shot. The DeRoshan's plan was to charge $24 per dose and vaccinate more than a million people. And he compared the scale and ambition of this to the work of Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk.
Wow, that would have been a lot of money. And DeRoshan, let's say he's about 22 years old. I think he attends Drexel University. He's not practiced in the public health field, per se. Is that correct?
That is right. He is not a health professional.
Okay, and he didn't need to be, necessarily. Now, what of the volunteers at the vaccination site? Were they cleared or certified to administer vaccinations?
For the most part, yes. The group relied on volunteer nurses or nursing students under expert supervision. But some volunteers also said they saw at the end of the clinic unlicensed Philly fighting COVID staff vaccinating each other without following proper steps.
And how did they get Philadelphia? How did Philadelphia, the city itself, get involved with Philly fighting COVID?
So last November, Andre DeRoshan presented his plan, his vision for mass vaccinations to the City Council Committee on Health and Human Services. And Philly fighting COVID, again, had been doing testing successfully, and so the city and the health department bought it.
And so did the city, what did they miss, like in terms of vetting and making a decision to work with this group?
So there were some warning signs early on, and probably the clearest and most recent one is this. The city collects data on the demographics of people who get vaccinated, and that's to make sure the vaccine is given out equitably. Now, after the first vaccine clinic in early January, Philly fighting COVID lost that important demographic data, and they cite an Amazon cloud glitch. IT professionals tell me saying that is like saying the dog ate your homework. Mm-hmm. And behind the scenes, there are some other issues too. The DeRoshan inflated his resume a little bit. The group abandoned the COVID-19 testing when they got the vaccine, leaving people in the community behind. This was testing that many communities still rely on, and they left people kind of in a lurch. And we are also learning about a kind of toxic work environment that the DeRoshan fostered.
Well, I've been reading a lot of your reporting, and thank you for sharing what you have so far. What happens now, Alan?
So the city says that they will get in touch with everyone who got a first dose of the vaccine from Philly fighting COVID to make sure that they can get a second dose. The city is also working with the major health systems in the area to vaccinate people, and the city said it might also run mass vaccination sites of its own. Now, when it comes to figuring out how we got to this point, city council members have called for hearings to figure out what went wrong. And District Attorney Larry Krasner and Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro have also asked anyone with information about wrongdoing to contact their offices.
Wow. And, you know, I had read that DeRoshan allegedly had taken some vaccines off the premises. This was at the convention center at the mass vaccination site, which is a no-no. And then at first he denied this, and then now he's saying he did do it, right?
Yes, that's right. He has kind of gone back and forth on this. So myself and my two colleagues, Nina Feldman and Max Marin, reported this after we heard from witnesses who said that he did do this. At first, when that story came out, he told Philly Mag that those claims were baseless. But yesterday, he was on NBC's Today Show, and he admitted that he did indeed take four doses home.
Okay, and we will hear from him later today at his press conference. That's correct?
Yes, him or someone from the group. It's at this point, we're not quite clear who will be speaking.
Okay, well, Alan, you, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Jennifer.
Okay, have a great day. Alan, you worked with reporters Nina Feldman, Max Marin on this investigation of Philly fighting COVID. And you can go to whyy.org and Billy Penn to find more information. It's 90.9 FM.